You were probably the first black psychologist to be hired at the state hospital.
Probably was. I didn't know any other.
And that was in 1955, after you had completed the educational psychology master's degree at Wayne State. That was your first employment after you completed your master's degree. Is that correct?
First employment was,
staff psychologist at the Arkansas State Hospital
right.
in 1955.
Right.
That is historical. What were some of your early experiences as the only psychologist at the state hospital? What were some of your early experiences as an African-American male at the Arkansas State Hospital?
Well, first of all, I had a very positive-oriented supervisor, Dr. Jean Gardner. She was a PhD from University of Kansas. The superintendent welcomed me in. I had no early discriminatory experiences there. In fact, adjustments had to be made in terms of where I was going to eat my lunch, because for employees, they gave lunch free in a dining room. So I went up, I sat with the doctors every day for a year and three quarters, had no problems. Even the patients liked me. But one day in 1956, the assistant superintendent came to me and he said, Bob, I've had some complaints about your eating in a doctor's dining room. He said, we have prepared a different dining room for me. It's private, just for you. We'll serve you in there. That was the first and only racing experience that I had there.